Nedarim Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav 3:6. One of the basic principles of Nedarim is that their interpretation, as far as the Bezin is concerned, is based on Lashon B'nei Adam, common parlance, how people speak in that particular time and place. And that being the case, the interpretation is always going to be based on what sort of objective third party would understand it to mean, as opposed to what the person claims he meant. In terms of the enforcement and the scope of a nether. That being the case, it's common in language that people use idioms. That means phrases which don't mean what they literally sound like they mean. And the Mishnah therefore comes to address, in this Mishnah and subsequent Mishnahs after this, various idioms where there's expressions people used in the time of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah will say that a normal person used that idiom in a way which is not to be taken literally, and therefore the understanding should be as the Mishnah will explain. So that means that to us here in the 21st century, who were not native Mishnaic Hebrew speakers, who didn't speak in that time and that place and use these turns of phrase, the Mishnaiyas that are coming up now will be, we have to sort of accept them as they are based on the way they spoke and the meaning of what those idioms connoted back in that time and that place. Okay, so there's really not too much necessarily we can learn from the specifics of the Mishnah, although you'll see the principles that come out of it may indeed be instructive for us to understand how to apply it to other Mishnahs, to other Nedarim. Now, and that would mean, even though, let's say, the Shulchan Aruch paskins on these Mishnahs here, and it rules in different ways according to different Mishnahs that we come up. Even so, presumably the Shulchan Aruch himself would say, notwithstanding what he wrote, if the phrase means something different in a particular time and place, so then the implications of the nether should be different than what the Shulchan Aruch paskin. Okay? So that being the case, the Mishnah says inside, Hanoder miyorde hayam. If a person makes a nether which is directed towards yorde hayam, literally people who go down to the sea, but it means seafaring people, people who go on boats. So the question is, so who's included in a Yored Hayam, who's considered to be seafaring? So Mutter B'Yoshvei Hayabasha. So for starters, that means people who aren't normally going out to sea, but dwell on dry land. So those people are certainly not included in the Neder. That's obvious, but we'll see more about that in a moment. On the flip side, M'Yoshvei Hayabasha. If a person takes a neder against everyone who dwells in the dry land, asur b'yordei hayam. So that neder will also extend to people who are do go on sailboats, do sail, do travel by sea. Sheyordei hayam bechlal yoshvei hayabasha, because the expression yoshvei hayabasha, people who dwell on land, include people who are very often out to sea. Because everyone who's out to sea, they spend 6 months on a submarine or an aircraft carrier, they come back and live on dry land from time to time. So that was the case in time of the Mishnah, and that's what the Mishnah is saying here, that Yoshva Yabasha means everybody who lives on land, even people who are often out at sea. The Mishnah further says, Lo ke'elu shaholchin ma'akul yafo. We're not talking about just people who take small boat journeys from the town of Akko to the town of Yafo. Akko and Yafo, Jaffa, those are port cities from the time of the Mishnah, and even today. So that's like a little boat trip, if you will, like a boat taxi, almost like a small journey. Ela b'misha darko lefaresh, even who is accustomed to go and leave and travel at great distances, they too are included. Now, what does that mean? So there's two explanations of the Mishnah. One is really focused on the second part. So we're saying that even though someone is very often out to sea, he's darko lefaresh, he travels, for 6 months at a stretch and travels around the world, whatever it is. Even so, he's considered a Yoshvei HaYabasha. He's considered a land dweller since he goes back to land eventually. The other understanding, there's two understandings that are brought in the Gemara, and the Bar Tanura brings both of them, is that this also reflects back on the first part of the Mishnah. And what we're saying is, when we talk about a person taking Neder Meyordei Hayam, who are Yordei Hayam? We're talking about people who travel at great distances, as opposed to people who go occasionally on short little journeys, like from Akko to Yafo. That wouldn't count. That's the second shot in whether it reflects back on the first part of the Mishnah or not.